Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're continuing our discussion on communication. One thing that we know about communication is that it's a skill that no matter who you are, you can always improve upon. And so one of the very, very simple ways to get better as a speaker is to just organize your thoughts before you speak. So if you know you're going to be in front of a group of people, or there's a critical person that you're going to be addressing, like your boss or your significant other for a big issue, what if you just prepared in advance? And if it's a big enough situation, if you took the time to write down first what you plan to say, that would make life easier, because now you could really put your thoughts down on paper, and then you could eliminate things that you don't need, and it would force you into thinking about the sequence of how you're going to deliver your message. On top of that, it would help you eliminate any redundancies you might have. And then once you're able to see it all on paper, you can reflect on the quality of the content. So it's a great exercise to go through. And what I would suggest as you do this is you write down exactly what you would say as you would say it. Right? Don't write it. This is not a paper for school or a blog or anything else. This is just something that you're going to say out loud. So write it the way you would speak. So you'd use slang and contractions and everything else. And so by doing that, now you can go through and practice it. And when you practice it, you'll notice that maybe some things don't flow, or there's excess there. And what you want to do is eliminate every word that's on that page that's not absolutely necessary to delivering the message that you want. And now you'll shorten it, it'll get better. And I think once you have this whole situation laid out, the next step is, you know, practice saying it out loud several times. And as you practice it, now you're going to embed it into your memory. And so by the time you actually have to deliver the message, rather than reading it off the page as you've written it, you should be able to suffice with just a couple of bullet points, and maybe more than a couple. Maybe it's 5 or 6 or 10 or 12 even, but those bullet points would serve as a reminder for you to go into whatever content is associated with that bullet point. And now you're not reading off a page. You can look at whoever you're delivering your message to. It all flows and everything works. So just try that. Next time you're going to deliver a message, just think about writing it down ahead of time. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life. And what I'm focused on here is making sure that you stay on a path towards your goals so that you get where you want to go. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about structuring your communications. But for today, I just want you to think about how you can organize your thoughts before you speak. Think about who your audience is, how you're going to deliver the message, and write it as if you would say it. Then just go through and practice it and create some bullet points so that by the time you're ready to go, you're polished, you've thought it out, and your communication comes out exactly the way you want it to. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.